星灯照亮这世界，看那人间净土在眼前。
下面让我们有请来自新西兰的 Neville 同修，用英语与我们分享在参加卢军武台长新西兰法会之后， Neville 同修深受触动，开始修习心灵法门，并身心受益，深刻体会到心灵法门是跨越国别语言限制，真正利益世界有缘众生的法宝。让我们掌声欢迎。
My name is Neville Suckling from beautiful New Zealand. Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank Wanyan Wansapa and Master Lu for letting me share my story with you. I got led to Buddhism by my lovely wife, Lily. I met Lily through my business in marketing real estate. She seemed a very genuine and caring person. I did my best to get to know her, but she was very private in her own world. Eventually we became friends and I went to China to meet her family. Lily's house is small but cozy, and I was very impressed with the way she had made one end of her lounge into a temple. She was very devoted to her prayers. I was constantly under stress with my career marketing real estate, and I often wished I could be like her. Because after she had done her prayers for the day, she was always happy. She was calm and caring. One evening she sat me down and asked me why I was looking stressed. I told her I had a big real estate deal that was giving me trouble. She asked me for the address of the property and said she would pray to Guanyin Buddhasvata and help me with the property deal. To my surprise, the deal happened and the settlement of the property was very pleasing, and several weeks later she knew I had developed a severe pain in my right side and it was gradually getting worse. I showed her where the pain was located in my body and she told me that she would ask Guanyin Buddhasattva to help me heal the pain. She sat up late each night doing recitations for my body, and eventually I was healed. I was truly amazed by all this, and I often stood quietly and watched her as she prayed with pure, simple and effective devotion. Last year, Master Lu was holding a Buddhist convention in Auckland and I was given an invitation to attend. I was given a translation earpiece and I witnessed firsthand the power of Master Lu and his link to the energy forces around the planet. I learned from Master Lu that we don't need to be stressed, we don't need to be lonely in this world, but we need to be connected to a higher source. After the convention in Auckland, I had no trouble accepting an invitation to fly to Sydney to meet Master Lu again, and was honored to speak with Master Lu face to face at Australia Oriental Radio. When I arrived back in New Zealand, I asked Lily if I could become a student for Master Lu. She took me by the hand and we both kneeled down and did 88 Buddhist repentance on her prayer mat in her temple. It was an amazing experience and it was very humbling to find myself connected to a higher source. I started doing little else. That's a combination of Buddhist scriptures, so I could apply to the student to become a student for Master Lu. I could not speak Chinese, so I found it very hard trying to say the words. But the more focused I was, the more I felt connected to this higher source. Some nights I would come home very tired and found it hard to get that connected feeling. But sitting at my Buddha desk, I would place three of Master Lu's books with his face looking and smiling at me. I'd bow three times to Master Lu and immediately I'd become connected to the Buddhist rhythm. One thing I've learned in doing Little House is how important our minds are. Our minds play a vital part in controlling our lives. If your mind keeps dwelling on bad things, the rest of your life will be affected. So I've found now that Buddha is like a remote control for my mind. When bad thoughts and hatred occupy my mind, I run to Guanyin Buddha, and Guanyin Buddha, Dharma, and Guanyin Buddha sort of changes the channel. And my mind starts operating on a higher level again, which gives me peace, respect, and energy to live a good life and be a good man in the community. I can truly say my spiritual life was now been affected in many areas of my everyday work. I proved this when a very bad driver nearly caused me to have a serious accident. Normally, I would have blasted the horn and shut my fist at him, but I found myself calm. And I smiled and I waved to him. And the bad driver was so surprised. I've come to the conclusion that my thoughts can change the way I experience my whole life. And if you get Buddha to control your thoughts, you will have happiness, peace, joy, health, love, and abundance in life. I also realize that discipline is very important because if you want to achieve something, you need to work hard. And it is very important when doing recitation to make sure you spend quality time praying for a pure mind, calmness, great wisdom to maintain focus in recitations. I can now prove that doing Little House works for everyone. I am not Chinese, but doing Little House has made my business work, has made my body healthy, has given me energy, and lifted me to a much higher level of spirituality in all aspects of my life. So don't worry what nationality you are. The Little House recitations are for everyone in every nation. And the Little House recitations I will do forever. I will become a good student for Master Lu because doing Little House makes everything work more than anyone can imagine. Once again, I would like to thank Guanyin Buddha and Master Lu and thank you very much for listening to me in English.